The Red River Farm Network, Parade of Champions, celebrating 4-H and FFA across the region. This effort is sponsored in part by Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, Minnesota Corn Growers Association, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Joining us is Greenbush, Minnesota native and 4-H member, Peyton Waggy. Peyton, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about you and your involvement in 4-H and FFA.
I am going to be a sophomore in college. This year I transferred from NDSU to Northland Community College in Thief River Falls just to finish up my, I'll have 1 year at Northland, and then if I choose to go on, I can do that after, but I'll graduate from Northland in the spring. I'm hoping to do something on the nutritional side of it. My family runs a feedlot, and then we have also a purebred Charolais herd, so I would like to learn more about the nutritional side of that. I've been in 4-H since I was 12 years old. I've shown steers, heifers, pears ever since then. I have done successfully with my career. I've been to state fairs 6 or 7 times. My favorite part about like showing and everything would probably just getting to know the animal and getting to learn different things about the animals and how different their personalities are. So I started with just doing beef steers and that kind of things at my local county fair. And then when I got older, my family farm kind of got into a purebred deal, and it just kind of went from there. We've gone out to Denver, we've gone out to Kansas City, Junior Nationals, and so I've just started showing Charolais ever since then.
What have you learned from showing livestock at the fair?
To be patient. Every animal is different. It definitely is a lot of work to train an animal. To understand that a 1,300-pound animal can do whatever it wants and you're not in control is definitely something that takes practice and patience with an animal that can toss you around whatever they want.
Not a lot of county fairs, and obviously the Minnesota State Fair makes this a very unusual time. What were you looking forward to at the shows this year?
This was going to be my last year participating 4-H, so I was kind of bummed to hear that they decided to go virtual. It would have been my last year in the 4-H program, and then of course it's state fair, so I was kind of bummed to find that out.
What advice would you have for younger 4-H members who really want to show livestock or be an active 4-H member?
With showing livestock, my biggest tip would probably be to start as early as you can, getting to know the animal and working with them. It's never a good thing to start 2 weeks before the fair. I've learned from experience. But just to get involved in 4-H is just such a great thing for kids, I think. It's such a great community and such a great group of people. I was on the board of my 4-H group, and I just had a blast. I loved everyone in my group, and some of the little kids got to be like family.
This salute to our next generation is sponsored in part by the North Dakota Grain Growers Association and NDFB.